Two of the program, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. The latest on the CCTV camera epidemic out of the United Kingdom as far as how effective have those cameras been?
Not terribly.
We'll hear straight from the horse's mouth. Police have a few things to say about their own camera system. But first, we continue with your phone calls. We go to Jeff in Reno, Nevada, listening on KBZZ. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, hey, guys. First of all, I think I got a bad phone line, so I'll make this quick. I just wanted to say that I think there's a consistent pattern of apparent government murders and staged accidents or suicides, and Deborah Jean Palfrey had given 46 pounds of telephone records to ABC. She had hoped that the network could turn the telephone numbers into names of clients who could testify on her behalf. But, there's also supposed to be an alleged disc containing a full set of the telephone numbers or records for the 13-year operation of the, Pamela Martin and Associates that were not provided to ABC. And I think that when it involves prostitution or sex rings, like, for instance, back in the early 90s, when former Nebraska Senator John DeCamp, talked about exposed the child sex ring, Craig Spence was found dead in a Boston hotel room, and near his body was a newspaper clipping that detailed legislative efforts to protect CIA agents and others. That he was supposed to testify.
So, Jeff, you don't think that Ms. Palfrey killed herself?
No, I don't.
What about the notes? Did you read the notes?
Well, yeah, but I mean, they could have forced her to write the notes by threatening her family or anything like that.
Or they could just be frauds. The notes could just be a fake.
But not only that, there was another girl that was allegedly hung herself, and I believe that she was supposed to testify about some of this stuff. And
yeah, that was a year ago, I think. It was one of her girls, one of her call girls,
exactly,
turned up dead. And she was expected to testify, as I understand it.
And so, all of these factors, and of course, a lot of things are forgotten over history. And if you go back and look at all the people that have mysteriously been in accidents or committed suicides, like Gary Webb and others, I think that people will see this consistent pattern that I'm talking about because, the government can stage a lot of stuff, whether it be an accident or a suicide. And a lot of times the autopsies are covered up and sometimes they get the guy doing the autopsy.
Well, the case is closed on this one. I mean, the police, they came in same day, made the decision that this was a suicide. So, yeah, maybe they are covering up, and it's probably one of those things we'll never know for sure. Jeff, thanks for the call. Certainly appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231. All I can certainly say for sure is that this is a tragic story that did not need to occur. Prostitution doesn't need to be illegal. There's no victim. It's a consensual crime, meaning that it's a crime only because someone in a legislature wrote it down in a book somewhere and said, this is illegal. There's nothing wrong with what's going on there. And if you think there's something wrong with it, then don't buy a prostitute. And don't be a prostitute.
I think you rent them.
But leave people alone that want to do business in that way. Just leave them alone. What good is this all? What good has any of this enforcement done beyond to just ruin people's lives? Huh? Has it stopped prostitution, the oldest trade in the world, by some accounts? Has it stopped it? Has it slowed it down? No, same thing with the war on drugs. Drugs are more available than they ever been in the past. Prostitutes, more available than they've ever been in the past. So, are you fooling yourself to think that this is making a difference? You think the world's a cleaner place now that Deborah Jean Palfrey has been found hanging from a noose? You don't think that all of her clients, however many thousand clients she had over the decade and a half that she was operating in D.C., you don't think they've all found other sources for their little pleasures they're looking for?
Dalliances.
Yeah. Oh, you think that they just, Deborah Jean got busted. We're done. We're never going to have sex with a whore ever again. Well, if that's what you think, you don't know Johns very well, do you? Those urges aren't going to stop just because Ms. Palfrey's dead. They've already found somebody else. They've had someone else for ever since her business got shut down. You can guarantee that. That's just the way these people, that's the way the customers of a consumable product like that are. They like the product. They're willing to pay for it. They're willing to break the law in order to get their hands on it or in it. And that's what they do. Same thing with drug users. You take down one drug dealer, you just create an open opportunity in the marketplace for a new dealer to step in. By taking out Deborah Jean Palfrey, you've created an opportunity for a new madam to step up. And you were speculating the other night, Mark, as to, you know, what could have caused this? Did she cross somebody? Why would they have gone after her? What happened to trigger this? I mean, she went virtually unmolested for quite a long time. But why now? What was the issue? Well, maybe there's a new madam in town.
Yeah, could maybe. Be. That somebody who's better connected came in and talked to more politicians?
She had phone records for a reason. I mean, she didn't save the phone records of her clients forever, and I wouldn't be I mean, I'm just speculating,
right, because
obviously.
It's all poor black guys in D.C. No, I mean, obviously there were some good people on that list. And where'd the phone list go?
Well, I think she might have had the... Maybe she tried to use the phone list to maybe blackmail somebody. I mean, if you know certain administration officials or other people who have a lot of money right now and can't afford to get out.
If she was blackmailing someone, that would have been a mistake on her part.
It would have been. And I'm just speculating. But it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, if you're keeping your phone records on your high-profile clients for that long, there's probably a reason for it beyond if someone comes after you. So.
Could be. Could be if she was a blackmailer.
Possible.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Hi, good evening, hon. There's something very important that everybody needs to do. It's about this IRAC spending bill that they're trying to get, you know, through Congress. They need to call the representatives, tell them no more money, period. And, I mean, this Defense Department has caused all of our soldiers' wives now to come down with cancer. Because of
all of them, 100%.
How do soldiers' wives come down with cancer?
I missed that headline.
They're getting it from their semen, and they're having to have.
What?
I thought we were talking about soldiers.
Yeah, we are. I mean, they are loaded. They're all dying from uranium poisoning. And the thing is, now the wives are getting it through their husband and their boyfriend's semen, and they're getting cancer of the uterus, and they're having to have hysterectomies, and you know, this could get really bad. But
so, Paul, what happens to the soldiers' husbands? Because there are female soldiers in Iraq too. What happens?
I know
them?
That, but I mean the thing is they're very, very uranium poisoning. Just being around them is dangerous.
So they, you're saying the uranium poisoning is being transferred via sexual intercourse?
Their urine specimens are dangerous too. I mean we don't even know how much uranium poisoning is spread throughout the VA hospital.
So you're saying their urine specimens are
radioactive? Yeah, they're dangerous. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean the thing is they're all going to die. And
that's pretty much.
They had a report yesterday morning. All you have to do is breathe the air in Iraq is in the soil.
Yeah, I don't want to make it sound like I'm joking about the uranium poisoning.
This is serious.
There
was a whole report
yesterday
on the power about it. And the VA listened to it.
I don't know if their urine is radioactive.
Did you hear the report yesterday?
No, I don't listen to
it. Okay, it was on the power hour. The VA listened in on it. Also, the Pentagon.
All right.
And the thing is, they're all aware. They're all going to die. Okay, everybody in Iraq is going to die.
You signed up. That's what the, you know.
Well, the thing is, they weren't aware of what the government was going to do to them.
Oh, come on now, Paul.
I don't believe they knew they were probably going to poison.
Who doesn't know about Agent Orange and some of the awful other testing, mustard gas,
the tanks that they're making
nuclear testing? Who doesn't know about that stuff? I guess some dumb raised in government schools could be completely unaware of that. I suppose it's possible.
You know that all the equipment they use are made with uranium poisoning?
I know there's a significant amount of
their tanks and everything.
Depleted uranium.
Yeah, and they're...
No,
yeah,
it's not
their
the ammo. The tanks and everything else are made with uranium poisoning.
Okay. Well, we'll take your word for it, Paula. Thanks for the call.
Hey, there was a report on
this.
I have
no idea
if that's
the
truth or not.
That's not.
But she heard it on some show.
I suppose the steel of the tank could somehow be infected by the depleted uranium.
Some artillery rounds are made of depleted uranium, but that's it.
But there's not a lot of depleted uranium out there.
More coming up. You take control. Bring up what's on your mind. Take everything Paula says with several grains of salt. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta engine treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a Protective Fuel System treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground. Go for the win and buy a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, JMS, eFoodsDirect.com. It's important that you listen to the Alex Jones Show, Tuesday, April 6th. Starting at 1 p.m. is a special segment on the American famine. The president is sending $970 million to third world countries to buy food. Our administration refuses to limit exports, so the food is going to come from America. Other countries are already buying all our food they can get at any price. Farm organizations are trying to stop greedy commodity investors from buying up all our food. Grocery stores are rationing flour, rice, cooking oil, and soon to be corn. Storable apples are almost impossible to find. Alex Jones and I'll be discussing urgent warnings regarding the American famine, Tuesday, April 6th, starting at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you missed this segment, go to eFoodsDirect.com and look up American Famine.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, including the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something you need to know about the program, just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festivals, better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th at Porkfest You'll be able to discover the outdoor and recreational adventures New Hampshire has to offer, as well as expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. As we continue with your phone calls, Jeremy in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, guys, loving the weather out here. How about this?
It's lovely. What's going on, Jeremy? What's on your mind tonight?
Y'all forgetting about that other lady that supposedly worked for this D.C. madam. She supposedly hung herself, too, just a couple of days later.
No, it wasn't days. I think it was last year. I think it was in 2007. But, yes, one of the D.C. madam's employees or contractors was found hanged to death. That much.
Funny, how come it's kind of a conspiracy in a way why, you know, them ladies would kill herself back to back like that.
That's odd.
Well, I thought it was a year apart, but I don't know. Maybe I've got my dates messed up. Either way, it's certainly odd and coincidental. Very bizarre behavior. And as Dave pointed out over the weekend, he said that women don't kill themselves that way. That hanging is pretty atypical for female suicide.
They'd rather take pills or something like that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what he said. Jeremy, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So how about those CCTV cameras? Closed-circuit television is what it stands for, by the way. In case you hadn't been paying any attention, over in London, they have been rolling out these cameras like you would not believe. I believe they have millions of them over there. And according to The Guardian, at guardian.co.uk, it's all been virtually useless. Massive investment in CCTV cameras to prevent crime in the UK has failed to have a significant impact, despite billions of pounds spent on new technology. A senior police officer piloting a new database has warned only 3% of street robberies in London were solved using CCTV cameras, despite the fact that Britain has more security cameras than any other country in Europe.
They say as far as deterring crime, they're not as effective as streetlights.
Yep, that's true.
And significantly more expensive.
The warning comes from the head of the Visual Images Identifications and Directions, or Detections, Office at Scotland Yard as the force launches a series of initiatives to try to boost conviction rates using closed-circuit TV evidence. They include a new database of images, which is expected to use technology developed by the sports advertising industry to track and identify offenders. So they're not giving up just because this experiment hasn't worked too well. It's not like they're going to shut them down. Putting images of suspects in muggings, rape, and robbery cases out on the internet for a month, building a national CCTV database incorporating pictures of convicted offenders as well as unidentified suspects. The plans for this have been drawn up, but are on hold while the technology required to carry out automated searches is refined. Says that the use of CCTV images for court evidence has so far been very poor, according to the detective chief inspector. He said that CCTV was originally seen as a preventative measure. Billions of pounds have been spent on it, but no thought has gone into how the police are going to use the images and how they'll be used in court. It's an utter fiasco. Only 3% of crimes were solved by CCTV. There's no fear of CCTV. Why don't people fear it? They think the cameras aren't working. They must be used to most government things not working.
I wonder how many of them are. You know, that's the thing, is how do you know that they are working? And for one, they probably should have a light or something on them to give people at least some indication that they're working. But I'll bet you a lot of them don't work. I'll bet you that they get rocks thrown at them and shot with BB guns and that kind of thing.
I wonder about that. Yeah, how often? More training was needed for the officers, he said. Often they don't want to find CCTV images because it's hard work.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I'm absolutely sure it's very difficult to do it because it's just, you know, you're combing
through video,
all kinds of, you know, it's just also so much data.
Sometimes the police didn't bother inquiring beyond local councils to find out whether CCTV cameras monitored a particular street incident. Said CCTV operators need feedback. If you call them back, they feel valued and are more helpful. We want to develop a career path for CCTV inquirers. The Vito unit is beginning to establish a London-wide database of images of suspects that are cross-referenced by written descriptions. Interest in the technology has been enhanced by recent police work, which officers backtracked through videotapes to pick out terrorist suspects. In the districts where the Vito scheme is working, CCTV is now helping police in 15 to 20% of street robberies. So essentially they're saying here that it just hasn't been dollar for dollar very effective, but you know government, failure has never stopped them in the past.
Mm.
And so now they're going to focus more on spending more taxpayer dollars on making the system more effective than it currently is. We need more training for the bureaucrats. We need more, special courses to send them to at exorbitant prices. And we need more cameras. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to have more cameras, right?
Gotta have more cameras.
How about some cameras inside your house? I mean, that's coming up next. Now, somebody might say, well, 3% of the crimes were solved with the cameras. And I say that, you know, I have no problem with cameras by themselves. It's when they're in the hands of the government that I have a problem. It's when, you know, if you want to have a business and protect your business with cameras, please, I think that's great.
They're actually out there on the market are glasses that you can wear that have video, that take video right, you know,
really?
Right there. You can wear glasses that take video.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me that somehow I should be responsible for putting up cameras to keep you safe 3% more, pay for those in my tax dollars? But you can't be bothered to buy the glasses that keep you safer?
It's an interesting point.
Not to mention, I mean, the system in the United Kingdom is Orwellian.
It's everywhere.
I forget how many millions there are. It's multiple millions, as I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even fathom how the people of the United Kingdom put up with that. I mean, you're on camera all the time in public. It is what they talked about in 1984.
Except for the cameras in the house, the big Cameratron that's watching
for now.
In the house. Yeah.
But what do you do? I mean, I understand what you're saying, Nick. What could one do about that?
You think
they could leave the city,
right? Or you think they could have voted against it?
They probably all support it.
Did Americans vote for the Patriot Act?
No.
Did they vote for sneaking peeks by the FBI? Did they vote to have their library books tracked?
No.
Did they vote for the TSA?
We don't know. But we don't do a very good job either.
And we don't.
And in the United Kingdom, you do at least have proportional representation. If there were even...
In the sense that we do?
No. Proportional. It's a parliamentary system. A minority party with 5% or 10% of the votes gets 5% or 10%.
Right.
So if you had 20% of the people who are upset about it, you could at least get enough people in there who would bring it up and make us think about it.
Right. Whereas, the same situation where here we would have Green Party and Libertarian Party people in Congress. If we have a similar
situation. Because
get a little bit of a split. Yeah.
1-800-259-9231. But as you can see, the parliamentary system hasn't done a damn thing to save them from the police state. So while it might be slightly better as far as representation, whatever that even means, it hasn't done anything.
Well, and many of the people accept it and make it them feel more safe. That's the sad part.
Right, exactly. 800-259-9231. Before you know it, though, they're going to be used to bust you for carrying a bottle of raw milk down the street. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. and it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
To look younger and feel youthful and revitalized. We strive for these things our whole life, but always seem to fall short of our expectations. Some products on the market may sound great, but all you're really getting is expensive marketing and a bottle full of chemicals. Remember, aging is a disease, reminding us every day that our bodies are breaking down. The new wave of natural health and beauty is here with Orgon's G5 Organic Silica. The anti-aging potential of G5 Organic Silica is one of the elements in the body that becomes greatly deficient as we age. Just 2 tablespoons of G5 Organic Silica a day can help keep aging away. Also, check out Orgon's Chembuster. With a food shortage and crops more precious than ever, the Chembuster can help alleviate drought and increase fertility and vitality of your crops. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. Visit orgoneproducts.org or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And they include the archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, go and grab them right there on the front page of the website for your downloaded convenience at freetalklive.com. Again, 1-800-259-9231, Pork Manor. You want to move to New Hampshire but don't know where you're going to live? PorkManor.com is a new site that connects freedom-loving landlords with freedom-loving renters. Landlords can easily manage the display of their rentals, including uploading photos and showing videos. Renters can find a place where they'll be living with libertarians and even anarchists. It's simple, efficient, cheap, and effective. Visit PorkManor.com, P-O-R-C-M-A-N-O-R, PorkManor.com. 800-259-9231. Let's go to across the pond. Ziggy's on the line in the U.K. Ziggy.
Hi. I just want to correct Nick. We don't have proportional representation over here for our national parliament.
You
we
suck,
have it in
Nick.
Some elections. The Scottish Parliament has it, and the London Assembly has proportional representation. But when it comes to national general elections, we don't have it still.
Oh, that's my bad. I just assume most parliamentary systems seem to have some form of it. And
yeah, most of Europe. I think only Greece doesn't have proportional representation. But, I mean, France has a different, doesn't quite have proportional representation, but they have runoffs, which kind of, you know, it basically is a means of sieving through the sort of lesser candidates, and then the two candidates run off.
So can I ask, just because I'm curious, is it winner-take-all then, or do you guys don't even have runoffs?
First past post.
Okay.
First past post.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but that's good to know.
Also, about the CCTV thing.
Yeah.
We have them in my town, of course, but I found out that most of the time they're not switched on.
Really?
They're just there to scare people. You know?
See, he doesn't believe that they work either.
Now, how did you find that out?
I knew someone who was a member of the local trade and commerce organisation, and the police actually admitted to them that they don't have them running most of the time.
Well, I mean, that would take a lot of hard drive space.
Secondhand or firsthand? I'm sorry, I didn't quite get that.
Well, this person actually attended this actual meeting, and the police came along to consult them about whatever, and basically they said, no, we don't have them on most of the time. And to be honest, actually, the police don't actually control it themselves. It's down to independent operators.
Independent operators.
There's
companies
the people to do it.
So you're saying they're hiring companies to do it?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I mean, if they were running all of those cameras, it would be a tremendous amount of data that would have to be stored. I mean, it's not that it couldn't be stored. I'm sure it could with enough hard drive space. It's out there. But, I mean, to run millions of cameras all at once and record all of those feeds on a usable kind of level of resolution, I mean, you're talking about a lot of gigabytes. You're talking about a lot of terabytes, if not more than that.
I'm just curious, my position on CCTV cameras is this. If it's on private property, fine.
Sure.
That's up to the landlord.
I think they're great. I feel safe in a Walmart parking lot because they've got cameras there, personally.
Yeah. You know, my local shopping mall has them. And in fact, it's one of those shopping malls which you can walk through at night, but there's no doors on it.
Hmm.
And I actually got caught many years ago. First time I've ever admitted this. Me and a mate fell out of a local bar, and of course, you know, belly's full of beer. We needed to go for a, you know. And
what?
I got caught.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about either.
But I don't want you to explain it either, so sorry.
What happened now?
You relieved yourself in.
I relieved my bladder.
Okay, great.
You had to pee in the mall?
Well, it's a plaza.
Yeah.
It's not a mall.
I know. It was when I was very young and foolish.
Right.
I wouldn't do such a thing now.
Was it in a potted planter or something? Where did you go?
Ian's confused by your terminology.
The guy I was drinking with that was working in the local supermarket, and he was really, he wasn't happy about the way they were treating him. And, of course, at the time, you know, when you're younger, you got a bit of a chip on your shoulder about everything. You don't target one authority, you just target everything, don't you?
Yeah.
So we went for a leak up against the window of the supermarket, but we didn't realise that the CCTV camera's running.
Oops.
And then I got a knock on the door from the police a few days later giving me a caution.
Oh, my.
You're lucky you didn't get a sex offender status.
Yeah.
Do you have that over there?
Yeah, they have the sex register. We don't have Megan's Law, is it?
Yeah.
Which you have over there. We don't have that yet, where people are told if there's a local sex offender living in your area. However, some of the tabloid newspapers have published details of where paedophiles are living. And what happens, of course, is that basically either the police have to take them back into custody for their own safety, or it drives them underground.
Yep, it's just an awful situation.
No one knows where they are.
So can you get a sex offense over there for peeing in public?
Yes, you can. I think it's a decent exposure.
Yeah.
I mean, this was at a time
So this was back before you had a respect for property rights or an understanding
of
that?
Yeah, but this was before. This is when I was at university.
Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, I was, it must have been
just a college
15
brat.
Years ago now.
Gotcha.
So, yeah.
Very good, Ziggy. Yeah. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231. You learn something new every night here on Free Talk Live. We continue with your calls. Lee in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Lee.
Well, I'm glad you learned something new. That's why most of us call in and listen to talk radio, or at least listen and then possibly call in. I have to give a little defense to Paula there.
Regarding?
And, pardon?
Regarding?
I don't know Paula from Adam, but, she's talking about the DU.
Yeah, she said every single one of the wives in the military are infected with uranium poisoning.
Well, see, that's, I listened to see just how big a travesty of freedom people like you can do to the movement.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if you don't understand something, Don't sit in the background cackling like a stoner. That's your little buddy over there. Giving her a ration of buffalo chips.
Oh, we like to have fun with Paula Lee. Come on, you've heard her
call
before.
Do you have any
before.
Idea that that stuff's actually real? And,
yes,
oh,
I said
depleted uranium.
What did I say during the call? I said I didn't want to minimize the seriousness. Lee, I said during her call, I said I don't want to minimize the seriousness of the depleted uranium situation. That's absolutely awful. But to say that every single one of the wives has been infected to where their urine is toxic, I mean, that's a pretty
ludicrous
claim.
That doesn't make any sense to me.
That's pretty ludicrous, don't you think?
No, I don't. But, you know, if you want to get a little smarter on that stuff, there's a great video with the guy who invented the policies for the government who, with all his safety gear in a laboratory, coincidentally is infected. It's called Beyond Treason.
There is no doubt in my mind, Lee, that there's some awful things that the military's done to
I know, and
victims.
You're right. The people enlisted, but she's right. They didn't know what they're getting into, so... Everybody needs a little education before you jump into it, because some things you can't undo, and that happens to be one of them.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. And now they've got to count on the Veterans Administration to take care of them for the rest of their lives.
Right. And another one that you can't undo is, you know, I mean, you can get out of a marriage, but there's not too many things you can't undo, but giving your kids shots.
All I was saying with the Paula
call
is
another one. Once you've given them, you've got them. You know, everything else you can pay an attorney or do stuff to get out of.
I know where you're coming from. My point is simply that if you want people to take depleted uranium seriously, as I think they should, I mean, it's a serious issue. These soldiers are absolutely getting sick, and that is certainly a possible cause. You know, if you want people to take it seriously, don't get on the air and claim that 100% of the wives in the military have been infected.
I don't even think that it seems difficult to me to imagine that any percentage of wives are getting cervical cancer from infected
husbands.
No,
the radiation levels aren't that high, but U.S. forces, some of them were exposed to depleted uranium.
Right, and it's terrible for their health,
too.
No doubt.
Lee, thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. And still on the way, we've got Mike and Glenn, and we'll take your calls too. Ladies first, if you make the call, this is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SPYVILLE.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Nickel CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. We continue with your calls. Glenn in Alabama, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn. Glenn, hey, Alabama, going once.
Hello.
There
you
are. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, Mark Ian?
Hey,
going on? Love you guys. You got a great show.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, something earlier happened that really pissed me off, and I wanted to see what you guys thought about it.
Okay.
Anyways, about 2 years ago, I started this limited liability company.
Okay.
With a friend of mine that was going to do like consulting for foreign graduate students, helping them get into like U.S. school.
Okay.
So. Things really never panned out. We never did any business. It just kind of went by the wayside.
Bummer.
And, I got another business plan. So.
Sure.
But it went by the wayside. And then we never took any action, like, to dissolve the company or anything like that. We just kind of let it peter out. And now today, I get this bill in the mail from the government of Delaware for $1,000 in back taxes.
Wow.
Including penalties for not ever doing anything. This is like after not hearing about it for about 2 or 3 years.
Hold on. Let me ask a couple of questions if I could. So you got a bill for $1,000. What was the bill for? Like, was it for a sales tax or was it for, your corporation going on every single year?
That's right. It was more of just like an ongoing corporate fee that I had no idea that you get charged.
Like a filing fee for your corporation every year, but you haven't filed to bring your minutes up to date every year. Is that right?
That's right. And then I looked into, like, I didn't want to get any more fees on my record. So I looked into, like, dissolving the company now, and I went, like, the Delaware website, and it said, like, you had to pay $100 or $150 just to dissolve your limited liability company.
Otherwise, they're going to keep charging you a yearly fee? Is that the idea?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, thank God it's a corporate, a failed corporation and not myself. So I guess if I don't pay, it won't really trouble me in the long run.
So the corporation owns the corporation?
No, I mean, the... No, I'm saying it's a good thing it's not on my personal tax record.
I'm just making sure they sent you a bill, right? Or did they send it to the corporation?
No. I'm sorry. They sent it to the limited liability company that we formed.
Nah.
So does that mean you don't have to pay it?
I wouldn't pay it.
Yeah, I mean, what are they going to do if we don't pay it? They're not going to go after me personally, right?
Well, I can tell
they
you that
can.
They
can. If you have signing power. Yeah, if you have signing power, they can.
Well, not on this LLC? I don't think.
On an LLC, I believe. You're not completely shielded from liability.
I the fact is the corporation hasn't done anything. Their minutes have fallen into, they haven't done their minutes in forever. This corporation isn't going on. I've had lots of corporations that I just didn't do anything with after we stopped doing business, and nobody's ever come after me. And this is a ludicrous crap charge, and I would absolutely not give them one penny.
It varies state by state, though. I thought in most states you didn't have to pay anything after your original filing if you weren't doing
it. That's what I figured. It seemed like the internet company that was registering us painted that kind of picture. Like, they would do all the work. We paid them $100 to set the thing up, and it would be fine after that. But then, you know.
Did the corporation ever have an income at any point?
No. It was always in the planning stages and never got off the ground or anything.
Happens all the time. That. Lots of corporations are that way.
So tell your listeners, don't file any kind of companies in Delaware, unless you want to be prosecuted by a gang of thieves in power there.
Yeah, I don't see
They do make a lot of money off incorporation in Delaware.
Really? Yeah, well, they're supposedly a business-friendly state, but that doesn't sound too friendly to me.
I think there are other things that they do for corporations, because I've seen a lot of corporate titles, because I've dealt with a lot of companies and people using LLCs, and I've seen a lot of them out of Delaware. It's one of the states that you see more than once. And I think they probably have some other rules that are beneficial if you're doing business.
I hear New Mexico and Nevada are the ways to go now.
Yes. That's what I've heard as well.
But Delaware used to be.
Thank you for the story tonight, dude. We certainly appreciate it. And thank you for the call, Glenn. 800.
Thanks a lot, Mark.
Yep, 1-800-259-9231. Everyone's forgetting about you, Nick.
Oh, that's okay. I'm not really a co-host. I'm just here Tuesday nights once in a while.
You are really a co-host. You've got a real email address and a real bio on the Free Talk Live website. So we continue with your calls. It's Mike in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mike.
Hi, Ian.
You're on the air.
Listen, I got a question for you.
Yes.
We don't know too much about DU up here in Ottawa. We're too busy paying taxes.
Depleted uranium.
I can tell you a little bit about it, but go ahead with your question.
You sort of dismissed that woman earlier very summarily about
Yeah, because she was talking nonsense. We've got a former member of the military who was actually in Iraq and Afghanistan. He was in our chat room a few moments ago, and he just thought it was laughable that she suggested that DU was in everything. It's just not.
Right, well, tanks are not made of depleted uranium.
Right, and I'm sorry, 100% of the Army wives are not infected with radiation poisoning either.
What was she saying? She was saying that everybody's peeing uranium or what?
Well, I don't know what she was
saying. I think she was saying they had, like, radioactive
The radiation's, it's catching.
But if you were that hot, you'd be dead very quickly. You wouldn't be walking around peeing radioactive.
See, Paula talks a bunch of nonsense most of the time.
Oh, this is a regular caller, right?
Yeah, Paula calls
a chronic caller.
Several times a week.
Sorry, guys, I really didn't catch the whole thing. I just thought, okay, something happened here.
Yeah, it wasn't dismissing the DU issue, it was dismissing the nonsense she was spouting about that issue, because if you listen to what Paula has to say and you take it as, you know, the truth, then you will be misled into believing all kinds of craziness. She's a nice old lady, I'm sure, and we've had nice conversations with her on a number of things.
Right, and our listeners love her.
Oh, they're very entertained by her, many of them are, but, you know... When she gets on the air and just starts talking nonsense, we've got to call her on it. So.
Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah. Well, my understanding is that DU is potentially dangerous, though.
That's my understanding too. Yeah, I wouldn't want to breathe that crap in.
But she was saying that everybody's peeing DU stuff.
Yep, and the fact is that kids that get into the Army have no idea, really, they don't know they're going to be dealing with this stuff on a day-to-day basis and that it's going to affect their health in the long term. Don't get around this stuff, kids. Do not join the military.
Because they're going to put you in contact with something you're not going to like, necessarily. They could use you as a guinea pig without you even knowing about it.
If you want to go to college, go to McDonald's. They'll hire you.
There you go. Any other thoughts tonight, Mike?
Please help us from the taxes in Canada.
I don't know what I can
I wish
do,
I
my
could.
Friend. What can I do?
Like you guys, we do have laws. We have to pay.
You're in Canada, and you're not that far from New Hampshire.
I love the show, guys. Been listening for years.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for the call. If you're in Canada, it's not hard to get to New Hampshire. We share a border. Come on in.
And I wouldn't...
Join the Free State Project.
I wouldn't take people's word for it that there aren't laws that say that you have to pay taxes here in the United States. There absolutely... It's my opinion that there absolutely are laws that you have to.
And they believe there are laws. The government people believe there are.
See, here's the part that doesn't make sense to me is on that issue is... What was it? The 16th Amendment that made it legal for an income tax. But,
yeah.
You know, the Supreme Court rulings back and forth, la, la, la.
It was never ratified, right, et cetera, et cetera.
That whole thing. The people in the government have done... They can sneak into our homes. So they don't care anything about Constitution. They can do sneak and peeks on your computer.
Sure.
So all they have to do is label you a suspicious person. Are you telling me that they couldn't run right through right now a law that says absolutely everybody in the United States of America has to pay taxes and has had to pay them since 1913?
Well, now, the tax freedom advocates would tell you, Mark, no, they can't do that because that would be unconstitutional.
No, but it's the 16th Amendment, and we might get some calls on this.
Oh, yes.
Every reading, I've tried to read it their way. It says that they have the power to levy an income tax. That's the power it grants them. And but, people claim that income meant, like, only corporations in Guam had to pay this tax. I'm sorry, but I'm pretty sure the amendment was intended to create an income tax. At the time, it was only some very wealthy people paying a relatively low tax
rate. Sure, that's how they managed to get it through. Look, we're just going to tax the crap out of the rich people that are bringing in all this money. But
those evil rich people.
Even if, and I don't know exactly how it came about, but even if rich people in 1913 were people that made more than $14,000, now everybody makes more than $14,000, so therefore they get taxed on it.
Right, inflation basically screwed up. Maybe they intended it that way because they created the Federal Reserve around the same time, but it basically created, you know, it screwed up what $14,000 meant. The only thing I can really see that the tax advocates have going for them, besides there were some court rulings that were interesting, but for the most part, it's been in the opposite direction of their argument.
Sure,
I haven't seen a law specifically that like a statutory law that says that there is now a tax on incomes.
It does look like, however, you can pay your employees in gold and silver and not have to pay taxes on it.
Look, you know what? I just don't care what their laws say. They can say whatever they want to. They can pass that law tomorrow, Mark, that says all Americans must pay income tax. I refuse to be enslaved by a bunch of people sitting in a room in Washington, D.C.
I think that's a lot stronger argument.
Yep, I agree. 1-800-259-9231. Hour 3 is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Looks like there's been a drug crackdown in San Diego. We'll find out who went down here in moments.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327 or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage.
Wake up!